Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Sports Talk Radio in
yes.
Portland.
Yes. So much sports today.
Yeah, sports are back.
Well, amongst other things. Again, it's been
wow.
A very broad first 2 hours of the program. You've covered a lot of territory.
Sup, dudes.
Sup.
Coming up tonight in the club, it's a free-for-all. Friday free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
Friday fun free-for-all.
Rocking you on a Friday. I've got my drive-in movie list.
Oh, great. Yep. Yeah, that's all right. At the top of my club.
Fantastic.
1080 notes.
Fantastic. I'm very excited.
And I did try to keep it in the confines of what they're trying to do. I did not just pick...
Family-friendly, appeals to a large crowd,
well,
right?
For instance, I'll give you a little bit of a teaser there, because clearly some of their movies, they're trying to find certain genres.
Okay, hold on. This is for you. If you're just tuning in, you missed the last couple shows. Zedell Yards is hosting, or they're the ones, they're not putting it on, damn it. They're hosting a movie marathon, drive-in movie marathon type thing.
Yes.
Where they're doing multiple drive-in movies over the course of... I thought it started maybe Thursday, like, or maybe it's next Thursday.
10 days or something?
I think there's like 15 of them. Yeah. So I went, and some of them are just fine. Like, they've got The Shining on there. Can't argue with it. One of the best movies of all time.
This list that you have put together came about because you think their list of movies sucks.
I think a lot of their movies are not good. And I think you could do this way, way better to appeal, one, just to a better mass audience, and there's just better movies.
The Northwest Film Center is the one doing it.
Yes.
And so they started on the 6th. Yeah, they started last night, and they'll run all the way through September 27th.
Like, hey, if you're a film center, shouldn't you be picking better movies?
Exactly. Like, some of their movies aren't, like, I get it, like, not everyone's going to love every movie, but... There should be a mixture between cult classics and classics and powerful, meaningful movies. Because again, they've got things on there like they're doing, you know, Moonlight and Milk and Do the Right Thing. And so those are obviously you're showing movies that have social value to them.
Right, much like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
See, now that's a great one. See, you're throwing that in there as a little bit of a curveball.
Well, that is on the list.
Yeah, that's on the list, and I think that's very good that they did that. Not everything needs to be super serious, but some of the movies they picked just aren't that good.
E.T.
Yeah. So if you're picking, like, they have Love and Basketball on there. That's not a good movie. It's not it's a terribly acted movie.
All right.
So
you got your list.
Yes. And so I will pick again, you're trying to send a message with that. So the movies that I replaced it with, I tried to keep in the spirit of what they're trying to do, just with a better film. Labyrinth. Come on.
So that'll be at 6.
Be better than that.
I've never seen that movie.
Don't.
What else do we have?
Watch The Princess Bride instead.
I
it's
saw
a much
Pan's
better
Labyrinth.
Movie. Again, much better.
We're going to talk about the phenomenon of Gary Trent Jr. coming up.
Yes.
This hour. But right now, I think we're ready to Hot 5. At 5. What?
Hot Topics.
We're
hot
ready
opinions.
To Hot 5.
So, yeah. I mixed it up on you today.
Yeah. Hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Number 5.
6 Maryland Terrapin football players, including their quarterback Josh Jackson, have opted out of the 2020 football season. Most of any program nationwide.
Yeah, they're the New England Patriots.
Left the Terps with just one scholarship quarterback until Tua Tagovailoa's brother was granted immediate eligibility today. That's convenient for them. So
yeah, you think the NCAA looked at that and they're like, hey, man, come on. We got one quarterback. They're like, and yeah, you're fine.
We'll scratch it through. So he's the transfer from Alabama, and so he's now at Maryland, but because Mike Locksley is the coach at Maryland now. So anyway, they lose 6 players, which is, pretty significant.
Sure. We've seen some fairly significant guys. And Caleb Farley is really the only one I've seen that's a surefire first-round pick. Corn out of Virginia Tech.
Have we heard anything about Penei Sewell?
The last I heard is that I guess his father said that as far as they know right now, everything is that they're planning on playing.
Okay.
But again, all this can change. Sure. There's no opt-out date or anything like there is.
You can opt out at any point.
Yeah,
Number 4.
Cubs Cardinals postponed tonight. An 8th St. Louis player tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, this is not good. So now the Cards, I think.
Oh, they postponed the whole series now.
Yeah, they postponed the whole series. The Cards now, and this is just off the one game. This is going to get worse because they postponed the whole series. The Cards, as of today, have 51 days to play 55 games, and it's going to get worse when the series is going to be postponed now, the entire one. So they're not getting 60 games in.
So they don't know who the player was. They just said it was a pitcher. The Cardinals say that they believe their outbreak was from someone asymptomatic who brought it into their clubhouse.
Yeah,
but
it's spreading around.
If they had begun tonight, that would have meant all teams were back on the field.
Yeah.
But they are not beginning tonight because they got another guy with COVID.
And as of right now, the series, again, not going to be played.
Orioles lead the Nationals 8-0 in the 7th inning. Marlins, my Marlins, 6-1.
What? I know. What the
hell? And they're
leading
the Mets 4-1. Come on, man.
Where did that come from? And by the way, this isn't even the Marlins. This is like, it's the Marlins with 17 different scrub players.
That's right. Love it.
What is the bigger story right now in baseball?
It's the Marlins.
Right? That's the...
It probably should be.
It's crazy.
They're piecing together a roster that's kicking some ass.
I know. By the way, the Mets suck, just in case anyone wondered.
They do kind of suck.
We all knew that, though.
They suck. I did not. I was cautiously optimistic and thought that they were going to be pretty good. And
Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar will not be charged in that wild armed robbery of money and watches from those men who were gambling in Miramar, Florida. You remember that story?
I do remember that story. And they said there's just not enough evidence. Unfortunately, for the other man involved, is it DeAndre Baker?
Yeah, the Giants corner, DeAndre Baker. He will be prosecuted on 4 counts of robbery with the firearm.
Yeah, and if he's convicted of the most serious charges... That's a mandatory 10 years in prison. So,
no, I read it was 10 years to life.
Well, yeah, mandatory.
But so at least 10. Yeah.
At least 10.
Yeah.
He's in some trouble.
And he probably won't ever play again for the Giants anyway. Dunbar still could be punished by the NFL, though.
Yeah,
his involvement.
He'll get sit down for a couple of games. But they said, remember, because originally the report was is that it was Baker that had the gun and Dunbar was just assisting in it. And then there was the recanting, and then it found out that they just paid the guys they paid the guys off, and so they're in some trouble.
Okay, the Spurs beat the Jazz today 119-111, and the Grizzlies finally won 121-92 over the Thunder. Kings lost to the Nets 119-106. This means that your Portland Trailblazers are 1 back of Memphis and 1 clear of San Antonio as they head into their final 4 games. Which will begin tomorrow against the Clippers. Hassan Whiteside is listed as doubtful because he has a left hip strain. It is also being reported that the Blazers players have been in touch with Trevor Ariza trying to bring him back, but the fact is they cannot. They would have had to apply for a hardship waiver or a late arrival form, and since he opted out and was not on their restart roster, he cannot return.
Yeah, I guess the dates of his son's visitation got changed, but it's too late now. And by the way, you mentioned Phoenix is only a game and a half back, and Phoenix hasn't lost. They're undefeated in the bubble as well. And New Orleans, who everyone thought was going to be the team that was battling, they're going to sit big fat Zion Williams, and so he's not even going to play.
Brooks Koepka just two off of the lead as he tries to do something no one's done since the 50s, and that is win the same major three straight years. He is six under, playing the 13th hole right now, two under on the day. He is two back of your new leader, who shot a 65, Hao Tung Lee.
Yes, that.
Spelled L-I. He's all, from China.
We all know so well.
He's eight under. Tommy Fleetwood, Jason Day, Daniel Berger, and Brooks Koepka are six under. Cameron Champ had a 64 today. He and Paul Casey, along with Brendan Todd and Justin Rose, and Brand Weisberger, Bernd Weisberger, and Joel Damon are all five under. And then you get into the group four under. Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau, Colin Morikawa, Brendan Steele. Yeah, so there you go.
Okay. Right. I got it.
Cool with that. And then at the Winco Foods Portland Open, all these names you know, Stephen Alker is leading with Charlie Saxon and Joey Garber and Max Gracerman. They're all nine under.
I know them about as well as the guy that's leading the PGA championship.
Joey Garber sounds familiar. I think I know him.
That's where you're going with? It sounds familiar.
Well, his picture looks like Tommy Fleetwood. He's got long hair and a beard, but that's all I know. Maybe he's a titleist guy.
Isn't your big underdog pick Matthew Wolff, three under?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's three under. He's doing all right. 69, 68. He's missing a lot of putts, but he's right there, hanging around. Lee, this Lee guy that's leading, mm-hmm. he has only won a couple of times on the European Tour. He has never won on the PGA Tour, and he's played in some majors and had some success, but his main wins were the PGA Tour China.
I did see some highlights of him, and he weighs 7 pounds.
Right. He's a beanpole.
He's a very, very thin individual.
Okay, that wraps your Hot 5 at 5, I think, doesn't it?
I think you're correct.
Did we do five of those? It is brought to you by Coors Light. The best way to chill this summer is with Coors Light's new limited edition summer cans. Pick them up anywhere Coors Light is sold. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Let's talk about Gary Trent Jr.
The next great Portland Trailblazer?
Well, he just might be.
He's playing
really
well.
He's awesome.
He's playing really, really well.
Let's talk about this phenomenon next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Poll question today, 1080thefan.com, AAA Heating and Cooling. Who's the best point guard in the NBA right meow? It will stun you to know that Damian Lillard is hammering the competition in that poll.
Wow.
86%. James Harden, Luka Doncic tied, and nobody's voting for Chris Paul because they hate him. We did not put Steph Curry on there because he's not playing right now, but you believe that he is the number one point guard NBA.
I mean, gosh, you look at his resume from the MVPs to the titles, and like I think we've forgotten how good Steph Curry is. And Steph Curry is a good defender. Maybe not exactly, you know, he's a smaller guy, but you know, usually one of the better guys in steals. He's the best point guard until someone proves otherwise. But Lillard, to me, is tucked in right behind him.
Yeah, I mean, Lillard's unbelievable. He did something nobody's ever done last night. He had 45-plus points. He had 10 or more assists and hit 10 or more threes. Nobody's ever done those three things in the same game, ever.
He had 9 threes, like, midway through the third quarter. Lillard is...
When we were talking, you remember we were on the air for the first quarter?
Yeah.
And I said he was on pace for 26 three-pointers?
Yeah.
What a schlub.
Yeah, we only ended up with...
had 11.
11. It's ridiculous. He didn't even break the NBA record. Lillard has continued year by year.
Didn't even break his own record. He only tied it.
To grow into what you see here. Look, when this is all said and done, he's going to be the best Blazer of all time. And I think it's easy sometimes to say those things when they're right in front of your face. But what he is doing and what he's adding to his legacy, and if he finishes his career here in Bali counts, that's what he wants to do. I mean, consistently now, he is going to be a first or second team all league, all pro every single year. You know, he's becoming a national star. He's becoming a tour de force. There isn't many holes in his game. He's become a much better defender, and you're seeing that on a game-to-game basis now. He's proved that he can do it in the playoffs and in big moments. I mean, outside of bringing a title here, and, you know, if that ever happens, look, probably not, right? I mean, we know that that's maybe a bit far-fetched, but you never know as the team kind of grows and develops what could happen. But short of that, when this is done, I don't know what else you could want from that guy. He's unbelievable in the community, the face of Adidas basketball. He is a true star in this league. He's not one of these guys anymore just tucked up in the Pacific Northwest. He is a national face. He is a national brand.
And what if he adds to his legacy by knocking off the Mighty King in the first round?
Yeah.
In the COVID year.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I don't think they will. They can't guard the Lakers. I do think that if they play, if they get in there and get the Lakers,
I can give them problems.
Well, I think they can make it a really exciting series because I think it will be high scoring. The Blazers offense is legit.
Sure.
And now that everybody's back. And so I think, you know, they'll score, but they, I mean,
well,
I just
have no one that can guard LeBron and they have no one that can guard.
I just don't know how anybody really guards those two bros. Anyway, Lillard is seventh all time. So it's basically him and Drexler, right?
Sure.
Is that, I mean, when you're talking about greatest Blazer ever,
yes.
Most people say Clyde Drexler.
Yes. It's going to come down to, it's going to come down to Clyde and it's going to come down to
so
Lillard.
So Lillard may already be, but Clyde has certainly a special place in a lot of people's hearts. Lillard is seventh in career games. Mm-hmm. So he is, by the end of this, if he stays healthy, he will have played the most games in Blazers history. He's already the number one three-point shooter in team history by a lot.
Sure. Well,
CJ's mean, number two.
The game has completely changed.
Exactly. And then I'm looking here, Billy. Field goals, he is already third. It's Clyde, LaMarcus, and Lillard.
How many all-star teams has he made too? I mean, they're just, it's when this.
What other career, like, what other Blazer career leader stat would you?
I mean, they're just, he's going to own them all.
You want win share?
Yeah, I guess.
Number two behind, guess who? Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
Win share per 48 minutes. Number four. Ooh. Win shares per 48 minutes, greatest Blazer of all time, Arvydas Sabonis.
Really?
Followed by Bill Walton, Clyde Drexler, and Damian Lillard.
Hmm. Well, if you're going to say...
Plus minus? You know that, right?
Yeah. Was that Walton, maybe?
Walton's number one, Clyde's two, Lillard's three.
And, you know, Walton was... You know, Walton just... It's not fair because his career was cut short. And, you know, obviously he has the title, but... I mean, already Lillard's, I mean, take the title out of it. I mean, it sounds terrible, but it's like that's, Walton will always get elevated because he led you to a title. But if you're talking greatest career, it's just, it's not going to be an argument. The only one that is going to be in the conversation is Clyde.
So points, Clyde Drexler, 18,000 leading the way. Damian Lillard is number two at 14,700. So he'll get him there if he stays healthy. So yeah. It's just all going to be about, you know, how far he takes him in the playoffs.
I mean, that's
the rest of the way.
Exactly. Because that's the one thing that Clyde's going to have is Clyde led him to the finals, right? And they never got over the hump. They, you know, the Pistons and the Bulls, you know, can Lillard do that? Can Lillard elevate them? And I mean, that's a $64 million question. That would be the only thing that I think would stop some people from saying that he was the best of all time. But Clyde spent, what, 11 years here? And if Lillard spends his whole career here, then obviously he's going to lap that.
Looking at Gary Trent Jr.'s numbers in the bubble.
What, he's shooting 63% from behind the arc?
He has hit 22 of 35 threes in the bubble.
It's ridiculous. In fact, when he misses, there's a little like, oh, what's
like, that all about?
You just expect it to go in.
He has scored 17, 21, 16, and 27. In the bubble. As I mentioned, he is 22 of 35 from three, and he's playing excellent defense.
Yes.
Which I love that he likes to play defense. He's scrappy as hell.
There's a good piece in The Athletic about Gary Trent Jr. and kind of where he came from. And obviously we know his dad's background, and but he was second round pick out of Duke and has patiently waited. There was a piece in The Oregonian. So obviously people are right about him now about how Lillard kind of mentored him and pulled him aside and talked about the progress. And this just goes back to, again, the leadership role that Lillard has taken on and kind of, you know, bringing these guys along. And I don't know if Gary, well, he's not going to shoot 63% from behind the arc. I mean, obviously you're going to come back down to earth a little bit and we get so over our skis. And
what makes you say that?
Yeah. People will be like, oh man, he's another all-star. Come on. But
we might be
the idea that he, that this is a fluke, I don't buy it. You've seen consistent progress from him, and he was becoming a good rotational player. And, you know, whether he slots in as a, is just a solid starter, whether he slots in as a a six man sort of a role for you. If this continues, it's just is another dangerous piece. And we talked about this before the restart. I thought Gary Trent Jr. was going to be a bigger piece to this team going forward than Zach Collins was this year in the playoffs. And he's proven it. Zach hasn't really done much of anything. And Gary Trent Jr. has been a tour de force.
Well, Hassan Whiteside's hurt now. So, I mean, Gary Trent Jr. is their bench.
Yes.
But thank God he's playing well.
Yep.
And I think this about young players. Like, you know, we always make fun of the Blazer honks who get over their skis about their own guys, right?
Sure.
And they do that often. You guys are guilty of that, period, end of story. But that's probably any market with, you know, promising young players who show some flash, right? But I think Gary Trent is different because, you know, I think my thing with these young guys in the NBA is you typically don't have to wait too long for them to pop. You know, it's like when you're sitting around waiting and waiting and waiting and another season passes and waiting and you're like, the guy's getting a little better. I mean, guys can improve. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if they're going to be a real legit player, I don't know about all-star. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But if you're going to be a legit player in the NBA, it's a season tops before you know it. You know, and that's why the Zach Collins thing, it's like, man, that guy's already played. I just looked it up. He's already played 150 games. Mm-hmm. That's almost a couple of seasons. Okay. And he's kind of the same. Useful, mm-hmm. like him. But if you're waiting for some big
leap
for the, oh my God.
We call that the Jermaine O'Neal syndrome.
Yeah. That usually happens, you know, about a season in. Like, guys, it doesn't take them, if you're going to be good, really good, it doesn't take them that long to figure it out. Gary Trent, he's at 72 career games.
Yeah, and he's
starting to pop, absolutely. So who knows what he is going to be long-term moving forward. You know, he's behind a couple pretty good guards.
But it doesn't feel fluky.
Not at all. No. Just watching him play, love his game.
Yes.
Love his game. I didn't expect him to be this good of a shooter. And, you know, who knows where he settles in. I think, I was looking, last year he only shot 24% from downtown.
Yeah.
You know?
And so again, you'll come back down to earth and that's a good question. Where does he end up sitting?
Yeah, I will see, but I think he's a good player and he's showing that 42% this year.
Yeah.
Cause we always forget there are a bunch of games played before the bubble.
Oh yeah.
But 42%. So he's improved dramatically with his shot from last season to next. And I think you can expect good things from him moving forward.
Yeah, again, whether that ends up being, you know, some sort of starter or just the, you know, the best player off your bench and a solid sixth man. Yeah, he's got a good basketball IQ. He plays tough defense. You know, I think,
like two-way guys like that.
I think he is establishing himself as a key piece to the future.
Gritty.
Again, if you said right now, you have to pick one and you get rid of the other, Zach Collins, Gary Trent, is anyone taking Collins?
Say that again, Zach Collins,
you
Gary
one.
Trent.
You got to take one right now moving forward. You get them on this team and the other one's gone.
Oh, come on.
No.
Not even close.
Not one person has taken Zach Collins.
Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. I think that says something. You know, that is talented as what we told about Zach. I think you're right in that it shouldn't take that long. And not that
great
guys can't get better, but I'm
Leonard
with
did.
You that you should have seen, but you would see... You should see better glimpses this sort of stretch.
And you see it earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, you know, just go back and look how long it took. And this is an extreme example, but, you know, when Kobe or these big boys like Dirk and these guys come into the league, you know, man.
They're growing pains, but yeah, they.
Look at Doncic.
Yeah.
You know, rookie season, nobody really remembers it. Although I think he might have won rookie of the year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now he's a superstar.
Yeah.
And now I'm not saying Gary Trent is a superstar, but I'm saying he is playing at a level that shows you he's going to be good because he's 72 games into his career and he's a totally different player.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the slower arc up, like Myers Leonard got a lot better mm-hmm. over the years.
There's more,
but
there's a lower ceiling.
If you're going to pop, like really show, it comes early, man. You can't sit around and wait for it because if you do, it's not coming.
I tend to agree.
All right, what's next? Can you name the five most valuable sports franchises in the world?
I bet you I can get three or four of them.
Oh,
it's gonna be some
cocky.
It's gonna be some dumb soccer team I've never heard of.
Cocky
the
sniff.
Liga.
That's next. Here's Mike.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Sports note alert. Mike just told us that this guy who started for the Marlins today, the Marlins are winning again.
Against the Mets.
It's only in the fourth inning.
Oh, don't worry. They'll beat them.
But it's 4-1. And the Marlins, if you haven't seen, they're 6-1. And they're the team that was ravaged by the COVID.
Yeah, they've got like 17 scrub players, like replacement guys.
Yeah. This guy that is pitching, Mejia, he started for them. He's now out of the game. He only pitched into the third. He pitched 2 1/3 and struck out 6 guys. He has never pitched above a ball until today. And he struck out 6 Mets. Humberto Mejia.
Great. Way to go. That's awesome. Way to go, Mets offense.
How about that?
Dynamite.
Struck out the great contact hitter, Jeff McNeil, twice.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, McNeil's actually one of the, like you said, one of the better contact hitters in baseball.
I love it. Love that.
Is McNeil hitting well this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
I haven't seen his stats.
He's steady. Steady. It says here he's hitting .324. Yeah. He's a good little ball player. I like Jeff McNeil.
He's an Ichiro sort of guy. Not hit for a lot of power, but hits for good average.
He's a gamer. He's a guy you want on your squad. Does the little things. Scrappy.
Clearly. Do so love adjectives like that.
Where was I?
I don't know. What were you talking about?
Oh, somebody text us, 503-250-1080. Mary F. Kill. Zach Collins, Anthony Simons, Gary Trent Jr.
I'm going to marry Gary Trent Jr. I will make sweet, sweet love to Zach Collins. And I think I ditch Anthony Simons.
Same I'm going to marry Gary Trent Jr.
Yep.
I'm going to make sweet, sweet love to Anthony Simons.
Oh.
And I'm going to kill Zach Collins. Simons is still super young.
Mike hates white people.
So does Zach Collins. I'm rolling the dice on the fact that he's an athletic big with a good IQ.
Hundo P.
And he can play defense.
I'm rolling the dice on Damian Lillard giving love to Simons and thinking that he'll be correct.
My point is with that is even if Collins doesn't really develop into a great player, his skill set and if he can learn to not get stupid ticky-tack fouls and stay on the floor, he should be able to become a really good defender. And you need bigs, whereas Simons, you know, especially if Trent develops into a what we hope he's going to, where does Simons fit in? You know, he's just another small, young, undersized guard that can't play defense. And I don't know, he's following that same thing where people are like, well, he's the next great in the NBA. Well, not so much. I'll pass.
All right, can you name the top five most valuable franchises in sports? In the world.
Thanks, Shaggy.
It came out. The Forbes list came out.
I'm going to say the Yankees.
2. $5 billion.
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
1. $5.5 billion.
Yikes. Remember when someone said that Jerry Jones was stupid for buying the Cowboys?
Who said that?
Someone in politics.
Who?
I don't know. Someone that's in a high position who's supposed to be a really
Donald Trump?
Good business guy. I just remember someone being really critical of him.
Did you see he's in Thailand?
Who?
Trump.
He's in what?
He's in Thailand.
He's in Thailand. What?
No, I didn't see
it. Why are you laughing?
I didn't see it.
He's also in Yosemite Park.
So we've got...
He can't be in those both places. In Thailand.
I'm not taking the bait. We got Cowboys, what? Yankees, Lakers.
How do you pronounce it?
Great country.
Lakers.
What?
Lakers.
Four.
Ralph's lost the plot.
Four. $4.4 billion.
Knicks.
Three. $4.6 billion.
So I'm missing one.
Yeah.
This is the world, not the U.S.
There's going to be some. Then you're.
Is it Manchester United?
There's going to be some soccer team. I don't know.
Or Real Madrid.
Real Madrid is sixth. I threw you for a loop.
Is five a soccer team? Because I don't.
Is it Man U? Is it Barcelona? Is it.
You know what I'm going to tell you guys?
Bayern Munich.
I'm going to tell you it's a
PSG.
United States franchise.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Fifth.
It's going to be the NFL then, I'm assuming, because we've got rid of all the big market NBA, like the New York or LA. Who would be the second most valuable? Oh, Patriots.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Who else would be in the.
It might surprise you. It's the Warriors, $4.3 billion.
Ah, rat farts.
So, how about that? So, you've got. Oh, NFL team is the most valuable sports franchise in the world, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Yankees are 2, baseball team. And then you have 3 NBA teams, 3, 4, 5. The NFL, so the most valuable franchise outside of the U.S. is Real Madrid, as Mike said, $4.2 billion. They're 6th. The NFL has 27 of the top 50 most valuable franchises in the world. Mm. And the Seahawks were on this list at number 29.
Yeah, when you look through the those lists every year, the NFL teams just they're by far the most valuable as far as, you know, at least American sports.
Not even close. Yeah. I mean, you got even the lesser franchises in small markets
are worth a ton of money.
Are worth a ton. Seahawks, if you're wondering, are worth $2.78 billion.
Yeah, it's a good chunk of change.
And Paul Allen paid, do you know how much he paid for them?
You said $2.7 billion. I'll bet you he paid I'm gonna go $450 million, somewhere in that range.
He paid $194 million.
Yikes.
For that team. That is now worth $2.8 billion.
I know the Jerry Jones, I think it was less than $100 million. Or might have been right around $100 million because he bought the Cowboys, he got the stadium, all that. And at the time, it was a record for a sports franchise. No one had ever paid that much. And there were a lot of people, to be fair, plenty of people that were critical of what Jerry Jones was doing. And now they are worth...
What people?
Just people. Read the pamphlets in the books, the magazines.
Might he be in just Thailand?
Read those people. And, you know, you'll find out that people were critical. And now Jerry Jones, 5.7?
5.5 is what they're listed at.
So if they're listed,
China.
If they're listed at that, do they sell? Because they always sell for way more. Do they sell for $7 billion?
Yeah.
I'm really rich.
Do they sell for $9 billion?
Yeah. Yeah. They're building that big old, you know, they're building that big old complex out there.
Yeah.
Where the Cowboys are going to practice. I guess they're putting in a hotel and like and commerce, and the Cowboys own all that.
Yeah, it's built. Well, I mean, it's not complete, but the field and like the offices and stuff are built, and it's like sponsored by Ford. they not only do they have the naming rights, it's AT&T Stadium, I think, where the Death Star. But now the practice facilities, they've sold the naming rights. I think it's like the Ford whatever Cowboys training facility, and it's amazing. It's just this beautiful bit. And you're right. They're putting in all these.
They're going to make a killing on that.
Yeah.
And so $10 billion? Probably.
He bought it in 1989 from old Bum Bright, H.R. Bum Bright, for $140 million.
So, Paul, and what year you said was that?
89.
Okay. And then Allen was in the 90s when he bought the Seahawks?
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
For $194.
Boy.
You want to buy an NFL franchise?
I'm a little strapped for cash right now.
But you know what? It's still a good buy. That's the thing, right? Like, you buy a franchise for $2 billion. You probably can't get into the NFL right now for any less than $2
billion. Oh, yeah.
And it's still a good buy.
Well, I'm waiting to see someone that loses money on a franchise.
Is there going
to
be a sports radio show in 30 years that's like, can you believe that guy bought that NFL team for only $2 billion? Yeah. Unbelievable. It's worth $75 billion.
But we keep saying it, right? Eventually, you have to go to the other side of the mountain, right? You're like doing the Price is Right, the Yodelehu mountain climber. Eventually, you have to fall off the other side, right? Like, someone's going to buy something and be like, it's the bottom's going to drop. Same thing with like player salaries. Like, eventually, it has to stop, doesn't it?
No.
It just keeps going.
Yeah. That's what I think. End in sight.
Well, like the Cowboys won't sell because his kids are all going to run it. So when they die, you know, or when he dies.
I don't know why you would ever sell these franchises. That's the thing, is maybe it will stop because nobody will ever sell them. You're just sitting on a gold mine that you just continue to pass down. It continues to appreciate.
Well, and it's a.
Your kids get a toy.
Yeah. Not only is it like.
You get free tickets.
You get the monetary value of it. You can set a license to print cash, but it's an exclusive club.
Yeah.
Right. As rich as you are, it is a very exclusive club that gets you into certain certain circles.
No question.
That you're like, well, you know, there's not many of those.
It can also get you into Asians of Orca or Orchids of Asia.
I think $60 gets you into.
That's a good joke.
Asians of Orca.
Sorry, I screwed it up.
Do you really want to go to a massage parlor with orcas?
Asians of Orca.
Asians of Orca.
Are you into chubby Asians? Have we got a place for you?
Are whales your thing?
Mike was into sharks.
Okay. Coming up next, bonus sports talk.
Oh, I love when we do the bonus.
When I say bonus
program.
Sports talk, you know what I mean.
I do. It's going to be fantastic.
It is 5:47 on The Fan.
Try peanut butter eggs.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, you heard that right. That was Try Peanut Butter AIDS.
You are correct.
AIDS helps put me in control.
Those drops are great.
There's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
Souk's list. Souk will poop all over the Northwest Film Center coming up in our next segment.
Not all of them, but look, they whoever put together that list.
I do think they have some good ones on there.
They do. It's not horrid, but look.
But isn't that a good list? If you don't like them all, that's good because that means they don't. Not all of them are going. That means they're diverse because not all of them are going to appeal to your sensibilities.
No, but here's the thing. It doesn't have to appeal to all my sensibilities. They have some movies on there that are not. If you are talking about doing 15 movies for a wide variety of people, they should either be classics, cult classics. There's a lot of average movies, universally recognized as average movies. And I get they're trying to be diverse, but there's better movies to select.
Universally recognized as average, or you just think they're average and other people love them?
Universally recognized. They were not commercially successful. The critics didn't like them. And they're just average movies. Labyrinth, anybody? Xanadu? Come on.
Well, that'll be next. Bonus sports talk. Did you see my Royals? You know, they suck. If you didn't already know that, you probably didn't. But they do. They are, they beat the Cubs last night, but they are 4-10.
Okay. That's not good.
They're not good. But they win in this regard. They have the cardboard cutouts behind the home plate, you know,
in
the stands. Did you see who they put in there? They put in Marlins man for one, but
I saw someone for the Cubbies did Bartman, which was
that was the Mariners. Mariners did that.
Yeah, that's up at the pink.
Oh, I thought the Cubbies did.
No, the Mariners did it, and the Cubs got mad about it.
Oh.
Which I thought that was the greatest thing the Mariners have done ever, which isn't a high bar, but.
Is the Royals the ones that they do the weekend at Bernie's?
Yes.
They did. Was it Bernie? Is it Lomax?
They put Bernie in the stands and that, I'm sorry, that wins the sports day. It does. That is amazing.
That is pretty solid.
That wins the sports day.
Yes.
And the fact that he's not at every game just shows you how forward thinking the Royals are because he should be at every game.
Weekend. Now, I saw they just have the head. It would be great if they had, the two guys, with his arms
next to him.
Because I forget, it was, Jonathan, Goldsmith or something, and one of the, one of the Shoe brothers. I think it was, maybe Andrew Shoe or something that was in those. I just would like to see those, side by side, the arms around each other. As they haul his dead carcass around.
There's your bonus sports talk.
That was it. That was hot.
There you go.
Bonus. Sports talk.
I'm also looking at
Jonathan Silverman.
There you go.
And Andrew McCarthy.
Okay.
Yeah. They're the two bros in that.
Yeah. And I think
a great film.
I think they did two or three of those too.
Is that too, could that be on your list? Weekend at Bernie's? Is that too risque?
No, there's nothing risky.
There's nothing too bad in there.
Those are pretty bland.
I'd put that in there. The kids would love that.
Sure.
I love that statement, by the way. There's nothing risky about pretending a dead guy isn't dead and holding him up and walking him around.
But come on.
When you watch the movie, there's no, it's
canceled.
I know, it's just a very funny statement when you think about it.
Apologize.
No, but that right there is not, that. See, that's what I'm saying. They don't all have to be great movies, but if you're going to put something in there, put a cult classic in there like A Weekend at Bernie's.
All right, well,
When they did Pee-wee's, the Pee-wee Herman movie, that's a solid effort. But if you wanted to do something better, the Muppet movie would be better.
Okay. I don't mind the Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I think that's
either.
A good choice.
I like Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Very good choice.
You think the Muppet movie would be better?
The Muppet movie would be better.
Muppet movies are great.
The original Muppet movie with Dom DeLuise, and that is...
It's just greatness. The Muppets are greatness.
That is greatness.
The Muppets have always been greatness.
The Rainbow Connection. I have no problem with Pee-wee. I wouldn't remove Pee-wee, but in this, I'm picking different movies for each one. And if I had to replace Pee-wee, I would put the Muppet movie in. Mm. Sticking with the same sort of, youthful feel.
Are you ready to reveal your list?
I am.
Because the time has come.
Let's do it.
Are you nervous?
No, not really.
No. The club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.